BBC Radio Devon Sport on your side.
Yes, yes, join them for that and join that lovely Matt and Pip combo.
The running practice continues in the lead up to the half marathon in 2 or 3 weeks' time. I've been out to complete my 8th mile, building up to my 13, with the youngsters at Western Mill Primary School. So we hear more about that
you're
after
on
4
eight.
O'clock.
8
yeah,
already?
8 miles.
Goodness, you're clocking
beat
them up,
that,
aren't you?
Pippa Quelch.
BBC Radio Devon.
Matt Woodley and Pippa Quelch.
It is 3 weeks now before the half marathon, the Plymouth half marathon.
It's just under 3 weeks, isn't it?
Oh,
because it's on the Sunday, and of course now it's the Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, just under 3 weeks.
Something like that. Yeah, 19 days
that's
and
right,
counting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Not far away. 17th of April, Sunday, and Pippa and I were both asked to take part in the Plymouth half marathon by some people around here who thought it would be a great idea to get us fit.
And we both agreed that we would.
But just in different ways.
Mm.
Yeah.
The training's going all right for me, although I could do with stepping it up a little bit. I'm getting there.
You're doing the whole thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's just over 13 miles.
That's right.
Me, I'm taking part in the schools challenge.
But you have already clocked up quite a few miles, haven't you? So you've gone over half of what should have done.
So I need to do 12 in total before the day itself.
Yeah.
And then me and 2,000 school children from the area, I think I'll be the oldest child there, will be running our 13th mile to complete our 13 miles altogether.
And every school, I think it's lovely, are doing it in their lunch hours and different things, aren't they? Running round, generally, a little circuit around the playground or the field.
And they're so enthusiastic in doing it as well. Mm. The latest school I've been along to complete my mile and the training is Western Mill.
Let's set these legs off, guys. OK, little jogging on spot, little ones. Let's get these knees up higher.
Okay, steady there.
Right, we're away.
We are away.
So do you run as well, Rusty?
I do indeed, yes.
You do?
Every week.
Every week, you go around.
On the day as well, yep.
Is that setting the example, is it?
Well, I enjoy fizz all the time, so anything I do, I coach football, do running, you know, I do loads of sport. It's getting the guys involved.
They love it too. You can see on their faces, they're so enthusiastic, and just witness the warm-up as well. How important is it that they have their warm-up in your view?
Well, it's really good because it sets the benchmark for when they get older.
Yeah.
They understand that you just can't go out there and run a mile or a marathon. You've got to build your body up, train, exercise, warm your muscles up, stretch them, you know, just to get them ready.
So I've failed because I've not warmed up.
Don't you worry, I'll tell you off at the end.
You're going to give me lines?
Yeah, you can do an extra mile.
Oh, no.
No,
oh, no. Well, here's somebody who's just been encouraging me. We're about halfway around. What's your name?
Yassine.
You're less out of breath than I am. How do you do that?
Practice.
Yeah. How much practice have you had?
66 laps.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many miles does that work out to be? Because it's...
I don't know.
It's 11 times around the playground. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting because many of your friends are...
Gym
out on their lunchtime, they're all shouting at us.
Yeah, because they all love me.
Is that it? They shout for you?
Yeah.
Nobody else?
No.
Keep going. And what's your name?
Oakley.
Which year are you in?
2.
Year 2? What do you like about running? What's the best bit? Oh, you like going up the steps? I don't, it's a long way up. Oh, here's somebody who's getting worn out. What's your name?
Kirsty.
How are you coping? You keep slowing down on the cones.
Yeah. There are only 3 laps left. So
I've lost count. How many?
Well, we've done about... No. But 8, and I've only got 3 left.
Okay, that sounds good. Are you looking forward to running the last mile on the day of the half marathon?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going to be the best bit about it?
Well... But you get to run in front of hundreds of people, and I've never done this kind of thing before, so it'll be a great experience.
You don't normally run?
No, I normally run to school, but not normally like this.
Keep going. Don't slow down for me.
Oh,
Bye. Well, you're still running really, really fast. What's your name?
Jasmine.
And Jasmine, do you like running? What is it about running that you like?
Well, in the coldest weather, you get really hot.
Yeah.
And it's a bit weird.
You've had to take your pink top off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got that warm, hasn't it, today?
Yes.
How many laps have we done? Because I've lost count.
I think we've done about 9.
Have we? I was hoping it was a bit more than that. How many laps is that? How many more? Is it? This is it, Jasmine.
Yay!
We're on the home straight.
Come on, Jasmine, let's
do it. Shall I race you to the end?
Done.
Who's going to... I can't sprint that fast. That's really fast.
Yeah, we've been doing it for ages.
Oh. Hey! Brilliant.
We're just going to do a warm down now.
What's that?
We do stretches just to keep the muscles supple.
I'll just lie on the bench over there, if that's all right, Rusty.
If you put a need, I've got a big lawn over there at the back of Western Mill. Take a poo, enjoy the sun.
When's that coming out?
Well, maybe in the summer.
You haven't got an ice bath or anything? That would do me nicely.
Oh, I would wish. I would wish for that, yeah. Maybe in my office. Okay, guys, spread out.
All right.
Space in front of us.
Am I doing the warm-up? Warm down.
Come on.
Up, down. Warm down.
Spread out in front of us. We're going to do what we do in the warm-up. Everybody say well done. Well done.
Well done. And you?
Well done.
Well done. Thanks for chatting. And you as well.
Brilliant. Really good approach, actually, at Western Mill. Just getting the kids involved, doing the warm-up and the warm-down, which I must admit, going to the other schools, I haven't had any of that. And then you congratulate each other at the very end.
Yes, I like that.
It's the first pat on the back I've got. Not that I get anywhere around here.
No. Good old Rusty, he came in to visit us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's been in, and we've been out to see him as well. Mm. Anyway, so that's 8 miles. I've got 4 more to do in the next just over 2 weeks.
Yeah,
the big day.
No problem. Yeah.
On the big day, by the way, Sunday the 17th of April, obviously, Pippa Quelch, I will be there. Michael Checker will also be there. He's not running because he says he's busy presenting the Sunday morning breakfast show.
Some excuse.
I think it's a really poor excuse from Michael. Yeah. Normally he's up for this kind of thing, isn't he? But you can hear all about it. And if you've got the chance, then come and see us.
Oh, it's going to be great fun. And
you don't mean that.
I heard some wonderful news quite recently about people standing with buckets of sweets all around the way.
Oh, I see. Oh, goodness, so that would make me run 13 miles.
If anyone's coming, please go to the top of Elberton Hill.
Right.
You know, before you head down to Stag Lodge and all the rest of it. Right at the top there.
What are your favourites?
I'm going to be at my worst at that point.
So you want
buckets of anything
Murray
that's got
mince.
Sugar in.
What's your favourite? Humbugs? Just something to suck
jelly
on?
Jelly things.
Isn't that, I was going to say, you don't want anything hard. It's dangerous.
No,
you wouldn't even run eating that. But
so
cola
I'm looking
bottles.
Forward to getting to the top of the hill and finding lots of people with masses of sweets.
Right. We look forward to it. Anyway, that's a while away. Many thanks to everybody at Western Mill. We are still listing out for this. Got myself a
crying dog. Don't call yet.
Not yet.
BBC Radio Devon.
Matt Woodley and Pippa Quelch.